Let's talk more now about what's happening for all those arriving into Ireland through ports and airports today, though not over the border from the north. A form to be filled out saying where you can be found for the next 2 weeks, a request up until today, as Sinead was saying, a legal requirement now. Failure could lead to a fine or imprisonment, and a request to, but not a legally enforceable one, to stay away from other people for 2 weeks. It's to allow public health authorities to accurately trace contacts when cases of the virus are reported. The order will be reviewed in the middle of next month. We did ask for a government spokesperson to discuss the introduction of the mandatory forms, but no one was available. Liam Herrick is director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. Liam Herrick, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
You have concerns about the order. What are they?
Well, with regard to this particular order, I think it's as notable for what isn't included in it as what is. But in terms of what it provides for, it makes the completion of this passenger locator form mandatory. And there are penalties that will follow on if you either don't fill out the form, if you subsequently are asked for information and you don't provide it, if you're asked for evidence to support the information on the form, i.e. where you are residing and you can't provide it, or if you don't take reasonable steps to update the health authorities about your location if you change it subsequently, if you move your residence. And there are some concerns around this. It obviously gives rise to some data protection questions. The regulations make a number of provisions about data protection that this is primarily for the purposes of contact tracing. So in effect, it helps the person who fills out the form if information becomes available about something that happened on their flight, for example. At the same time, the public have a lot of concerns in recent weeks about the control of personal information by the HSE, and I think it would be helpful to have some more detail about how this will operate in practice. The second concern relates, you know, could people be criminalised in cases where they may have a reasonable excuse for not completing a form? There may be a very small, limited number of scenarios where a person may be not in a position to fill out the form. For example, somebody claiming international protection when they arrive in the state. We're sure that this can be dealt with by reasonable use of the powers, and I think it would be helpful for some more clarification.
If someone who tests, or someone tests positive after flying in or coming in by ferry, how else could those who were in close contact or at risk of getting the virus and spreading it best be found?
No, I mean, I think that's the purpose here. And I think, you know, the purpose of these regulations is certainly to protect people who travel. And I think it's reasonable to introduce regulations of this type. There are some safeguards that need to be put in place around these issues. But I think what's particularly notable here is that we understand the proposals were made to have enforcement of quarantine, i.e. that an Garda Síochána would have a role in calling to people's homes to supervise them in some way and to ensure that they're there. And we understand the proposals had been made also that there would be centralised quarantine facilities, i.e. a form of detention for people arriving into the state, and that both of those forms of restriction were not accepted by government. And I think that was an appropriate response. We are talking here about matters that are public health. It's about cooperation between the public and the health authorities, and it is not appropriate to have criminal sanctions in those types of areas. And I think this question about whether we have criminal sanctions for our public health response, it applies in this scenario, and it very much applies next week when the government comes to review the more broad-ranging movement regulations, which will expire on the 8th of June.
Yes, those current powers only expire, as you said, on the 8th of June. And even the order, which comes into force today, making it mandatory to fill out this form, will be reviewed on the 18th of June. So these are all short-term measures.
They're short-term measures, and it's been a positive feature of the government approach since the middle of March that each set of regulations has been for a short defined period of time, which allows for changing facts to be taken into account. What's been unfortunate is that with the primary movement regulations, the ones that we're all familiar with about essential travel and so on, that whereas they've all been applied for short periods of time, the 7th of April, the 11th of April, the 2nd of May and the 17th of May, what the government has not done is demonstrate how it's taking into account the changing facts. And with those regulations, which I think are the ones of most interest to the public, it is a requirement under the regulations that the minister categorises an area of the country or the whole country as what's called an affected area. And we now know that the scientific situation in the country is changing. The chief medical officer last week in the Oireachtas made references to community transmission being effectively suppressed. And we really need to see from the Minister for Health over the next number of days. It's for him to come to the public and not to do this in a non-transparent way, as he has been doing, and to demonstrate why he might consider the country to still be an affected area and why Garda powers of enforcement for public health matters is still necessary. Because we know from an Garda Síochána, the policing authority, that the number of instances where they have to actually enforce the powers and prosecute people is dropping all the time because compliance is so high and because clearly this is an inappropriate area for an Garda Síochána to be active.
Liam Herrick, Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, thank you for speaking to us on the programme today.